I am 38 now. I actually got 4 in a week before the cutoff date for age, which is 36, for due to retirement.
So they don't take anybody past 36?
Correct. You have to be sworn in by the time you're 36, simply, at least for this town and most city and town police departments, just because of PERF, which is the retirement organization for us. Now county is different.
What made you want to become a police officer?
Growing up, it's always been something that has interested me. I grew up in a family that were military. My mother is a nurse. I actually had a great uncle that was killed in the line of duty 60 years ago this year. And growing up, I always heard the family talk about him, and they were proud. They weren't afraid or sad that he chose the route that he did and ended up actually getting ultimately killed from it. They were proud of him. And so, you know, I grew up hearing that, and I'm part of a family that's all about helping people, with my mom being a nurse, protecting people, with so many in the military. I just grew up around that, and I had that desire to do that, along with being able to be out in the community due to my athletic background.
What is your athletic background?
I was a swimmer, volleyball player, and softball player. I ultimately played at Florida State University for softball. I played at Maryville High School for softball as well, and I'm a dual citizen, and I had the the honor of being able to play at the Olympics, but I played for Italy. That's who the country is for my dual citizenship, which is the country where my family came from, including my great uncle. It's my grandmother's side. So, you know, here in the U.S., typically the women change their last names. In Italy, they do not, but it was my grandmother. So once she got married, her last name changed.
So do you think that this program helped get you through into successful completion and on the way to becoming a cop?
Absolutely. And I'll look at it from the perspective of, you know, the three main points about it: the testing, the interview process, and the physical process. For the testing, as Chief Manson mentioned, there are people who do come here that maybe haven't taken a test for a while. And then you also have others that are young and have taken tests maybe like a year prior while they were in college. But they focus on the testing for this profession. It's not just general. They give you tips and pointers that not only help you for the test about looking at the smaller details and how to remember everything, but it ultimately helps you once you get out in the field as well. So not only, in my opinion, did it help me for the testing, it also helped me while I'm out here. There were people that did not attend and ultimately did not really look at our study guide. We have a study guide. Not all departments do. But they went into it thinking that they knew exactly what they were going to be doing. And some of them ended up failing and never getting past the written test. And I know this because they had spoken to me about it and what they want to do in the future to make it so that doesn't happen. Then you get to the interview process. And although I was, you know, I've done a lot of interviews to do with sports and in front of cameras and everything, I did not do an interview for a job like this. And we had a panel interview. I'd never done a panel interview before. So no matter what you've done in life, you can take some of it with you to help you. But until you've been put through the process and asked some of the similar questions that would be asked, you really don't know what you're doing. I found that out quickly when we did the mock interviews. I look at it as knowledge is power. And in this profession as well, when you're in the field, the more you know about the people that you're helping and the people that you're trying to protect everybody from, the better you are as an officer and as a department. And ultimately, that's what happens here. The process that I went through as a candidate, and the process that I went through was one of the ones that actually got to sit in and do the interviews, I was able to see some people that didn't get hired, and I saw an improvement just from one time that we did it to the next time that we had everything. And they even came up and thanked Chief Mance, and they thanked me and everybody else involved. But what was great about it was I was able to see the difference that it made, and it gave them more confidence for the next time. And they continue to participate in these just because they know knowledge is power. Then on the physical side, everybody was always like, oh, I don't need any help. I was an Olympic athlete. Well, yeah, but I was also a pitcher. So I always like to use the example of the push-ups the best. As a pitcher, I didn't really do a lot of lifting because we couldn't. So push-ups, I was scared that that was going to be the one thing that did not get me to achieve the dream that I wanted to be an officer. And I really knew that that was going to be the biggest hurdle. Well, I found out through this process that how I was training to do them and the way I was doing them was not going to be helpful. The training was just going to wear me out. It was not going to get me to where I needed to be. And the mechanics of it, I was doing them improperly according to the protocol for when you go to the academy and what they are looking for. So had I continued to do what I was doing, I would never have made it. Or if I got strong enough doing it the way I was doing it, I would not have passed the test. they are very, very strict on the protocol. So by attending this, it allows you to go through all of the physical portions. What are they looking for? What can you not do? And how to get stronger and better and prepare you for a test that will be coming up. And the program, they did. It got me through, and I was actually doing well beyond the minimum of what we needed. The other thing was, for example, you can't listen to music when you're at the academy doing your mile and a half run. And so many people were used to doing that, that suddenly they got down there, they didn't know what to do because they were used to running with music. So those small details kind of stress people out if they're not prepared for it. And that all comes down to preparation and knowledge gives you more power. So with this, it helped me. I feel that I knew a lot when it came physically in interviews and testing. But again, this is a unique profession. And to have people involved in this profession trying to take care of people that want to get into the profession is one of the best opportunities I believe is out there for this. And it shows, especially with the departments that partake in it, some probably want to but just can't, it shows that they support and want to make everybody better and give everybody the opportunity to achieve their dream. It's not like it's just, oh, here's an application, good luck. They care about what they're doing and they care about the people that they want to put on the road, which ultimately shows everybody that we're serving and protecting know that we care as officers as well as departments, whether it's us or others.
I was going to ask you, was like some departments can't take part in the program. Why wouldn't they be able to?
Maybe they just can't because the day that it's occurring, they just can't get somebody there. I'm not involved in the background part of it about who can get involved and who can't, but ultimately maybe there's some departments that are just too small to be able to get somebody there. However, they fully support what this opportunity is, and they know they benefit from it as well. So even if, say, they can't have somebody physically there that day, they're partaking in these questionnaires that Chief is asking all these people. So I guess maybe saying that they can't participate might not be the best way to say it, but maybe they're participating and wish to be participating in it more. It's just maybe they're, for example, a smaller department that can't do it at that time, but maybe another time. But either way, even if it's a little bit, it seems like the majority of the departments are doing what they can to partake in this or give some insight to it to help everybody else prepare.
Is there anything else that you wanted to add that maybe I haven't asked you about?
What I always tell people about this, because it is on a Saturday, and especially since it's so nice out, I always tell people, like, they're like, oh, you know, I have this going on or I have that going on. I always tell them, if you have a way to make it work, if there are kids that you have to have somebody watch, try to find somebody, try to reach out. It's worth it. I know sometimes people don't want to give up their Saturdays, but if you want to get in this profession and your heart is there, this will help. And I always, like I said, I was an athlete, and a lot of people are like, why are you even doing this? Why are you always so concerned about this or this? I said, because being an athlete or anything in part of life is going to be completely different than what you have to go through for this process. And this is what's going to help. So to me, it's worth it. To me, it's worth not going to the beach for one day.